Thank you and good afternoon. We appreciate the opportunity once again of coming your way with Bible meditations. Someone has said, "He who toots his own horn has everybody dodging him." We appreciate the opportunity of Bible study. We're glad that you're listening to our Bible meditations program. I'd like to talk to you for a little while this week in regard to a matter that is found in the Old Testament in regard to one of those prophets of God. Now, prophets of God were men who spoke God's message unto mankind. Sometimes they predicted the future, sometimes they did not. They simply gave teaching in regard to what God wanted said. Well, there was a prophet who was unusual, and the reason for his being unusual is the fact that there were many who stood against him, but he stood up for what was right before God. You read about this in 1 Kings chapter 22, when the time came that there was war between Syria and Israel. The effort was made by the king of Israel, that's Ahab, and the king of Judah, and that was Jehoshaphat, and they were wondering whether they ought to go do battle against Ramoth in Gilead. They believed they could take the city, and so they decided they would inquire and ask the prophets what they ought to do. Well, of course, the prophets simply wanted to please the king, and so they said, "Yes, go, and you'll do battle, and you'll be victorious in what you're doing." But verse 7 says, Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we may inquire of him?" And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There's yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imla, and whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil." And Jehoshaphat said, "Let not the king say so. Let's hasten and get Micah, the son of Imlah, and we'll use him and find out whether or not we ought to go do battle." Well, all of the prophets had said, "Yes, go ahead and do battle, and you'll be victorious." So they send for the prophet Micaiah, and verse 12 says, "All the prophets prophesied so, saying, Go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hand." And the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spoke unto him, saying, "Behold now, the words of the prophet declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy mouth, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good." Well, they're simply saying to him, "Now you just go along with what everybody else says." Often people are tempted to just go along with other people because it causes less problems that way. We'll just do what everybody else does. We'll just say what everybody else says, and that'll save us a lot of complications and a lot of problems. So they come and they say, "Micaiah, they want to know if they can do battle against Ramoth Gilead and be victorious." Now, 400 prophets have already said they are going to win the victory. So you just go along with them and say what they have said. The response is found in verse 14. And Micaiah said, "As the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak." In other words, there's some conviction on the part of this prophet of God. He's not just saying what everybody else says. He has a reason for what he believes, and he's going to say what God tells him to say regardless. The idea of just going along with the majority is not acceptable with this prophet of God. It takes something more than that. Well, he told them in verse 15, "You go ahead and do battle. You go fight and you'll be able to prosper. But, he says, I see the land of Israel scattered on the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. Well, when the king heard that, the king of Israel said, didn't I tell you that he would prophesy no good concerning me but evil? We're going to win the victory, but the king's going to be killed. There will be no leader. And so that's what the prophet had said about it. But remember, they went ahead to do battle, even in spite of the advice given by the prophet of God. Well, of course, you remember that as they did battle, they won the victory, but also one took an arrow and at random shot that arrow and hit the disguised king. The king had disguised himself so that he might not be killed, but the arrow hit him and he was killed. Well, the point I want you to see in the lesson as we're looking at it now is simply this. When God says a thing, that's right. And you don't determine right or wrong on the basis of the number of people involved. A lot of times people decide that we determine right from wrong by headcount. And so there are preachers who look around to see what's the popular thing to say, and that's what they say. Instead of saying what God has said, and pointing out what God wants to be said, they simply want to know what does the majority believe about this, and how can I find the most favor with the reply that I give? Of course, such preachers are not worthy of the Lord, and they ought not to be preaching. But if a person is willing to stand for what is right, and take a stand to be moved by conviction, to say what the Lord has said, then that's the kind of prophet he ought to be, or preacher. The prophet was a man who was standing up against 400 other prophets, saying something different from what they said, because the Lord was speaking through him. The 400 were on the wrong side. The one was on the right side. That certainly defeats the idea that we determine the rightness or the wrongness by the number of people involved, and majority rule does not necessarily make it right. Well, in religion today, there are a number of people who determine what they're going to say about a religious matter based on what does the majority think about this. I believe it's important that we understand that preachers of God are instructed to preach only the Word of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning with verse 1, Paul says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Well, let's stop there and look at what Paul has said. A very serious charge now is given to Timothy. Before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, this commission is given. What was he commissioned to do? Well, Paul said, preach the word. You tell people what God wants them to know. You preach the word of God unto them. Well, you do it instant, in season, and out of season. There are times that people don't want to hear it. You still continue to preach it. There are people who say, that isn't what I want the preacher to be saying. But you still have to say what God has commanded and instructed for you to say. Like the prophet of old, Micaiah, we need to stand up regardless of where others are standing and say what we believe to be right. The problem in religion today is compounded by preachers who have no conviction, who simply go along with the crowd, and will give answers based on what they believe is the most popular thing to say. My friends, that's not the way salvation comes to men. Salvation comes by hearing the word of the Lord and standing faithful with it. So Paul tells Timothy, you preach the word and you do it at all times. A warning is given, the time's coming when some will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust, they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. That is, their ears are itching, and the teachers are tickling and scratching the ears of those who are listening. Well, Paul tells Timothy, don't you fall into that situation. We'll continue in our study tomorrow along this particular line. We hope that you'll be with us, and we'd remind you it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.